Brookings becomes a bushmaster. Brookings loves the china shelf, although there is no pombat on it, no curled, crossed possum with wombat, like him, but cat groups and an oval kitten one, some wild ducks, crouched foo dogs, babies, although none are as cute as Brookings in his pink and green coat, pretending to be a bushmaster. I've told him my latest stories of Tritium Kun, the adventure atom the Japanese have released from Fukushima, Koreans storing up on seafood and water, but he's stopped for a time playing sea creatures, even the Navy SEAL. The Bushmaster models on the shelf set him off, though, like a cross between a tank and four-wheel drive, crashing squealing across the countryside, circling back for a cup of soy milk on my lap. The pedagogic genes in me are too strong for me not to explain. They are giving these to Ukraine, but the older armed boxer trucks they're selling to Germany are made in Queensland, I think, to generate jobs, perhaps had something to do with Malcolm Turnbull and his idea to turn Australia into a great new arms manufacturer. At any rate, the scheme cost quite a lot of subsidy, but at last seems to have come in handy politically for AUKUS. Brookings is allowed to fetch down the model from the shelf now, and even to handle the tiny gun on top in his careful paws. The gun was a red cross in one earlier photo, but there was general German interest for a time. So Brookings constructs an automatic weapon out of hooked twigs and borrows a hair clip, goes lolloping out in his pointed headdress. The German rearmament program, I tell him, returning, is more expensive than even than ours. It is all supposed to be for the Ukraine or Taiwan, or maybe to defend the China Sea and Japan, which institutes like your namesake the Brookings or the Council on Foreign Relations think will last, apparently for the decades the masters of Bush and Atlantic submarines are built. It is all forever. I am very Summerhill about freedom to play in any role, and anyway the small pombat is not my species to control, but I'd not like to see him dress as a new fascist, try out such symbols since all symbols govern. He snuggles down beside me in bush dusk, and I read his favourite War and Peace again. Is Natasha that lady on the shelf who dances? He thinks each ornament a future toy. His little paw in my hand is too soft to burrow. I do not tell him that they burn Tolstoy.